Hello and welcome back, Dr. Shantanu, in our, hopefully more regular Ayurveda discussion. And we brought a very interesting topic today because today we talk about Ritu, the seasonal eating. I mean, we are closing the summer. Winter is not here yet, but it's getting colder. We have the autumn coming in, especially here in Germany. So, what are your thoughts on that one?
Thank you so much, Anja. I just want to wish everyone on the occasion of Dussehra. Today's topic about the diet management as per the season, and this is the changing season. So we have to be very conscious about it. What the diet we have to take, what should be avoided, what should take. So the today's part. In Ayurveda, this is as per the Ritucharya. That means as per the season, you have to maintain your diets. We have divided the calendar year into these six seasons. The starting is the Shishir, then we have Vasant, then we have a Grish, then we have Varsha, then we have Sharad, then we have Hemant. So the Shishir means the first 2 months of a calendar year. Similarly, the next two, the next two, the next two. That means you will have the 12 months a calendar year. So these seasons is having a certain role over the Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Let's first say the Varsha, that means in the Varsha, that means your rainy season, you will see the Vata aggravation more. So the diet should be just opposite to the Vata. Similarly, in the Vasant Ritu, that means the month of March and April, or you can call it a spring season. So in the spring season, there is an aggravation of Kapha. So we have to maintain a diet which should be the opposite quality of the Kapha. As I mentioned in the earlier podcast about the qualities and what we have to take, what not to have to take. So similarly, right now we are facing the autumn season. So in this season, there is aggravation of the Pitta. I know autumn has not came, but it's like the transition phase. That means you have from in India we have from the rainy season to the autumn. So this is a transition phase. So as per the Ayurveda, we have to keep focus especially on the transition phase. Let's first say a season has changing from your rainy season to autumn season. So in those phase, our immunity is very weak. Our digestive strength is very weak.
I can tell
And
that.
if you are taking the foods, if you are taking the material which are heavy, which can't be digested, which can't be digested properly during this particular season, definitely that's gonna cause the production of ama as per the Ayurveda. Ama is a toxin, that means the undigested food.
But can I ask you a question? Do you notice that because I have the feeling at the moment I have way more armor in my body than I used to be?
Yes. So, if suppose an individual feels that he's having ama, that means he will see or she will see that heaviness in her or his body. He will see maybe dizziness as well, or as I've mentioned in the that means the stool examination, the Mala Pariksha as well. You will see the stool part gonna be very much heavy because it is containing the ama, so that it will be heavy in the nature. It's gonna sink directly. So that shows that there is a that means accumulation of ama. And as per the Ayurveda, wherever there is an accumulation of the ama, that gonna give you in the successive time health issues, major health issues. So for that we have ama pachan, that means digestion of the ama. For that we have some herbal combination, trikatus. So that digest the ama, and we have some viharas as well, which can if suppose you have ama production in your body, you will see your hunger gonna be excessive.
Yes.
You will have excessive hunger. That means
Yes, I do.
suppose you have taken a meal just now, and after 10 minutes you're feeling I want more food, I want
Exactly.
something else,
Exactly. And in the morning, I
and
wake up and my tongue is all white and happy, and I'm like,
So you will see that you want to eat more food. There are gonna be accumulation of whitey layer on your coating gonna be there on tongue. So these are the factors by which we can see, okay, there is an accumulation of amla, and we have to maintain the diet especially. And so if suppose somebody is having that feels that amla is accumulated, you're gonna have the three kattus. You're gonna have the warm water most, like suppose you can have 3 times warm water. So this should be the part. And we have that guru ahars. That means the which take more time to digest the food. That means you will not have the urge to eat more.
So what is the
So
sense?
according.
So what, sorry to interrupt you. So what is the sense if you start with the arm? I mean, I'm totally into the oil pulling routine and with a tongue scrape and also with the hot water in the morning. But is it then, I notice I do drink more hot water during the day when it gets colder. Because I feel colder, and which is not really natural for kapha, because I'm totally in between. I already can see my body fighting. It's like, should I get sick? Should I not get sick? Because then it's warm again, then it's hot again, then it's cold again. So the body is really trying to find its balance.
Nothing like suppose if somebody's having accumulation of ama, that won't give you the issue suddenly. It takes time. It takes time over time, and after a particular interval of time, that's gonna give you health issues. It's not just like just you have feeling, okay, now I'm having like I'm feeling dizziness, I'm like feeling more heavy, or like I want to like have urge to eat more. That means I'm having ama and now I'm gonna be sick. It's not like that. There is intensity. There is an intensity. If you're gonna keep doing these things, ultimately you will definitely you're gonna be sick. And if you're gonna change your diet, you're gonna change your lifestyle, that can quit that thing. For that reason only, I was saying to had some herbal combinations. In Indian food diet, we have accumulation of three kattus, some churnas are there. That means each day, which is gonna digest the amla. So let's suppose if somebody say, okay, is facing the amla, okay, you will have the food, okay, that's gonna balance the amla.
Sounds good. But what is a good way to transition into the season then? Like, of course, it's getting colder. You're having those mixed feelings. Like, what is it what I should be focusing on eating? I mean, of course, we have to focus on the countries and where I'm from and where I'm sitting from. But if I just maintain it for Europe, where we have those four seasons and now we transition into autumn and it's getting colder and then we are right in between.
So initially, this time is a transition phase. Okay, so transition phase, we have to take only light foods, especially in those time. That means the transition phase time, you will see the appetite is very low. So that means whenever you are feeling urge to eat, you are feeling hungry, then only you just take the food. And once the winter started, then in winter season, the digestive strength is very high. The immunity is very, very high. So that means that allows you to eat more oily food. That allows you to eat maybe mutton soup. That allows you to eat those heavy foods that in that particular season it's gonna digest properly. And people who are following the diet in winter season, that's gonna give you again a health issues because the digestive fire is at the peak. And if you are not picking, if you are not taking the heavy foods, that's gonna digest the dhatus. That's gonna cause the aggravation of more vata in the body and
It talks
depletion of the
about
dhatus. And
vata,
if people,
I figured out. It's like
and if you are not taking the food, the depletion of the that means the body tissue or the we call it as a dhatu, and this is gonna cause the aggravation of vata in the body more in that particular season.
so
That
what
is
is
gonna
life
give you
for
much
you
more
in
issues.
What is light food for you in that transition phase? Like, is it more focused on soups or is it more focused on cooked stuff or is it more, how about fish and meat or is it already too heavy? Well, depending
Okay.
how I create the meat and the fish.
Actually, in this transition phase, you should take the soups. You can take the food which is opposite to the Pitta, because this is a Sharad Ritu. So the Pitta aggravation is more. So you should take the food which is opposite to the Pitta. That means you should quit the spices.
Interesting. That's why I always had
You
problems
should.
because I was having the same spices. I did not reduce them. Interesting.
So you should quit the spices, and you can have the mutton soup. You can have maybe fish curry as well, but it should be light. That means no, should not contain the spices more. Maybe it's boiled nature. And whenever you are feeling hungry, then only you should take the food in the transition phase, because this is a window period where you will see more cases. That means the individual is more prone to have disease. In India or Europe, anywhere in the world, you will see more disease and more health issues in those phases. Maybe like this season, or that means what the season we are facing, and the season which is during the spring season and your summer season. So again, there is an issue during those seasons.
So you
So
basically
in a calendar,
can say that the transition or those phases are always, well, that October, basically the whole month, you can say it's an in-between season because, well, literally, when does winter start? November? December? November, I would say.
the transition phase is of 2 weeks.
Oh, only 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
Oh, interesting.
The
I thought it
transition
was
phase,
longer.
the 2 weeks in this season. And 2 weeks, that means the season in spring. So that means 2 weeks there, 2 weeks there. So in that 14 days window, as per the Acharya Vagbhat, it has been regarded the 14 days, maybe 15 or 14. So we have like considered the 14 days. So in those 14 days, you have to keep yourself very conscious. You should keep that. That's why in India, we have Navratris. That means Navratri in the month of October and the month of March. So that's gonna balance. That means for 9 days or 10 days, people are like are on they are on the fasting. They are not taking the foods.
Got
So
it.
this has became the part of the culture.
Love it because it comes so natural for you. So it's like, okay,
Naturally.
that it is, and here and I have the feeling people start fasting to days where and times of the year where I'm like, oh my God, that doesn't feel good. I mean, and the also some people try to extend the fasting. Like people are, I've meeting people they fasted for like 60, 90 days, and I was like, is that even healthy? Like, well,
As per
depending who is doing it, of course, but just out of a, on an Ayurvedic perspective, like fasting for such a long day, what do you think about that?
we have like as per the Acharyas, we have different types of fasting methods. Among them, one is like you can have fasting for 12 hours or a whole day, maybe nil of food, nil of water. So there are different types as per the season has been mentioned. And fasting for 69 days or for a 1 year is not been mentioned in as per the Acharyas.
That's what I thought. So it's not, it's
You
human.
should you should not deteriorate your body.
Exactly. Yeah, because it takes
Why we are
energy.
why we are doing this is just to save ourselves from the environmental factors.
Yes,
That is
yes.
the main objective. You
Yes.
should keep healthy. The main aim of Ayurveda, as I already stated, is to keep the individual healthy. That is the ultimate aim of the Ayurveda. And do you think if somebody is on the fasting for 69 days, won't make a sense? Obviously, that cause, if you are having excessive of fasting, what that co cause you, it's going to aggravate vata more in the body. That going to deplete that going to cause a depletion of the your dhatu, that means the tissue cells. And ultimately, you will die by the starvation. No means. So these all are like different things, but as per the Ayurveda contrast, we are focused about the management as stated by the Acharyas. is not just like you are having fasting any day. If suppose somebody is having fasting in the winters, what that gonna cause? That gonna co cause the health issues to the individual. The Vata gonna aggravate more. In winter season, it has been mentioned to take more food, more oleating foods. Whatever you like, you just take that food. Because your digestive strength are so high, that means you can digest anything. That's the main aim.
Well, then the Europeans should love it. I mean, that we love it. It's Christmas. We have the Advent season. We have the Christmas markets. We have so many a baking season. That's where we eat a lot in that during that time, and that's actually true. People either get sick in those in that phase now in October or after the winter, but not most of them not right in the winter, except there's an infection going around. But other than that.
Anja, like anybody can get caught the disease, and
Yes.
like in any month or any ritus is as per the dietary. But what we are talking about the environmental factors.
Yes.
Let's first say if you have a dengue, that means there is no reason. Okay, you can't say okay we are having dengue in this month of October or we are having malaria in this particular month. It can cause you in any month. We are just talking about the environmental factors. Let's first say, suppose in your case, accumulation of ama can be in any month, maybe in October, maybe in January, maybe in February, maybe in March. And another thing is that we have environmental factor as per the nations. Let's first say in the Europe there is different environment. In India there is different environment. Let's first say in Africa, there are going to be different environment. So, as Acharya has stated, the three deshas, Jangal Desh, Anup Desh, and Sadharan Pradesh. So, we have to see complete. That means you have to see the desha, you have to see the kala, you have to see the prakriti of individual. That
Yeah,
makes it more complex. That makes it more complex.
but
That
that's
means
why I
that
love
to
it. Because that's why I love it. Because from each side I come, you understand and you pick up what I try to say. Because people always think that most of the people always think about a flat thing. It's not. It's like the Earth. It's a round thing. Like we are living on a ball, not on a flat surface, and it's just steady, and it's that, and that's it basically. It's like three dimensional, and that's even as you said, and even Ayurveda goes above the three dimensional world, which goes into the unseen. That's why I love it because it takes really holistically, and that's what people most of the time don't understand, at least in my. Surrounding, they, as you said, they think, oh, okay, I have armor only in this particular time. I have this only in this. No, as you said, you can have armor all year round. And is there even a time where people are free from armor? Because I was thinking, like, is that even possible? I would say no, but just out of curiosity.
So you have to understand what first thing, what is ama and how it accumulates in the body. So let's say you are taking a particular meal and you want to eat more after that. You are taking more food because looks very tasty and you are taking more, more, more. So what that gonna cause? It gonna produce the more kapha in your body. It gonna block the srotas. Vata gonna aggregate more, and that particular food will not be digest properly, and that particular food gonna be accumulate there, and over the period of time, that gonna form the food. Gonna form in the form of toxin, and the toxin travel to your body, and that gonna gives you more issues. Maybe we have alasak. Alasak, that means ama is spread to a particular region, and that is also part like a vishuchika is also there. That means you're gonna have prickling pain as well. That is another symptom of it. You may have prickling pain, heaviness in the body. Maybe lethargy, the kaphic prakriti, the kapha more. heaviness in the body. And maybe these individuals will like to have day sleep more. Once they will have food, okay, you are having a sleep. So day sleep also a factor. Let's say suppose you have taken a heavy meal and you are having the day sleep. This also can cause the production of ama as well. That means contraindicated things. If you are having contraindicated things more and more, that's gonna form the ama. That is the main concept. Doing things excessively gonna form the ama in the body.
Which is interesting because that brings us already back to the basics in that 2 weeks of Rita phase. Like, what is it what you should look on? I mean, people even forgot how much they should eat till they are hungry. As you said, I don't know how in India, but here people are, I have the feeling it's like huge portions. Like, we eat so much, we eat a starter, we eat. Of course, you can eat a lot, but what did we say? Like, I learned in my Panchakarma treatment, it's just like if this is my, it's just this, like what fits in my hand, and then I'm actually full. But we basically lost that natural instinct of, I don't even know how you say that in English, when you're not hungry anymore.
As per the Ayurveda, the amount of food, as per mentioned by the Acharya, is that you should have, like, if you divide your food, like, let us say, whatever amount you are consuming in that stomach, that means in the kukshi, you should have one third for the food space, you should have one third space for the water, you should have one third space for the air. That is the main concept. That means we should, like, this is the concept as per the Acharya Charak. You should have some space in your stomach. You should have like one third part of water and one third part of food. This was a measurement during that time.
But do you think that is still
That's
accurate? Because when you think time is changing, if I think of a man and a woman and children, of course we already have different physiques. We look different. Then let's say, okay, am I a strong person? Am I a super fit person? Am I a bodybuilder? Or, like, of course they need more food or eat differently. So even that, as you said, it, and that's why I love it, because you break it down to the individual. Who is that person in front of me, and what's his lifestyle?
This was the idea. This was the, like, contrast as per the Acharyas. But in today's time practice, because you have to look more authentic, more scientific way, and for that we have Ayurvedic diet chart as well. We are preparing the Ayurvedic diet chart. It's been, like, already researched, and so many things are there with it, to it. So that chart is individually specific. Let's first say I have to prepare for you, then I will have a different thing. What should I include? What, like, I will have a separate Prakriti assessment for you. It's not just like I will prepare, okay, in Europe people have to take this much of food. You have to see the age, you have to see the sex, you have to see the desha, that means the region you are staying, and other factor as well. Then you prepare a diet chart for that particular individual. Let's say if suppose somebody is having thyroid issues, I will have to see, okay, the person is having thyroid issue, I have to prepare like that only. We are having diabetes as well, so I will see and I will prepare like that. I was just referring you that Acharya, that means Charak, has mentioned that thing. Similarly, there's other Acharyas as well, they have stated like that. So they are like thousands of years back, thousands of years back, they were having theories like that. I just mentioned as per the Ayurveda about the quantity.
Yeah, but it is still important to have a feeling, and because that's where the feeling starts. As you said, you're hungry, and then you think you're hungry, but at the end you're not hungry, because so many people don't even feel their body anymore. I mean, I see that in my niche. How often do I have to, when you ask the same for you probably, when you ask people, how do you feel? And they start explaining, and you already think, no, he's totally in his brain. He's totally in his mind, not in his body, because the feeling of the body is easy. Yeah, but if I lost that, probably then I also lost my feeling to my hunger. Am I full? When am I full? How does it feel? How do I feel? Like, those
Absolutely.
self-reflections. We know, for us, it's normal to self-reflect us, but so many people are like, All right. When am I full? Like, even that question, when you say that to your patients, like, okay, t describe me your daily, or describe me one day of what you're eating all day. And people list it up, and then they, and you're like, and you're not full? Or when people have eating disorders, like some people, they don't eat anything, and others, they eat so much. And like, yeah, if I look into that world, like the amount of people having overweight increased so rapidly, even in Germany or in Europe, and people with eating disabilities, like who have really a sickness or a severe illness out of it, it's like there's no normal anymore. Like I either have this direction extreme or the other direction extreme. I rarely find people who are kind of balanced with their eating.
Yes, absolutely. It's like this particular subject is individually specific. You have to assess your own prakriti. Okay, I'm this type of prakriti. I'm kaphic prakriti. Okay, vatik pitti prakriti. Maybe kapha vata prakriti. After assessing of your prakriti, you have to see, okay, what food I should take. What is like means satme to my body. That is the main concept. What should I take? Okay, this food is like I'm having issue with this particular food. Okay, I have to quit this food. I'm having issues with this particular food. Okay, I have to quit this food. Okay, this food is helping me. Okay, I have to take this particular food. So Ayurveda is all about individually specific. I can't have a similar diet plan for like let's for say if you are having your sibling, I can't have the diet plan similar like. Maybe if you are both are having same prakriti as well, but then also there will be change. So we have to assess like that. That's why that makes Ayurveda more interesting because it is dealing what we believe that each individual is a universe, is a
Yes.
universe. That means
Yes.
you yourself is having so many things. So that means a Vaidya, that means a doctor should assess an individual.
Yes, definitely. Back to the Ritu phase, like how does a Is the fasting, is it in fasting also different for each person, individual, or can you basically say, okay, for the fasting, it's kind of the same for each dosha or for each person?
Yes. The fasting phase, that means how much we have to fast for the individual. Obviously, somebody who's obese, somebody is very lean and emaciated. So for emaciated persons, the lean persons, there is accumulation of vata gonna be there. So if that particular individual will have fasting more, will definitely gonna give that particular individual more health issues. So for those individuals, we can't allow for the fasting.
Makes sense. But let's say if it's
Similarly,
a normal, healthy person and says, okay, I'm gonna go into the transition phase and I wanna do the fasting for, let's say, what do you say, for those 14 days, does it look similar for everyone or is it different for everyone?
It should be different for each and every individual.
That's what I thought.
Let's say somebody who is very lean and thin, he can't have fasting for a long period of time because that's gonna cause aggravation of vata more and maybe health issues. So for that particular individual, what we can prepare, he should consume or she should consume maybe a gruel, maybe a soup, maybe added with some oily things or maybe some ghee. So he or she can take that food at least for that 14 period of time. That means he is not consuming that heavy food. But for other, that means a normal individual who is not who is not neither thin or maybe not obese can have fasting, maybe immediate fasting or like for fasting for 6 hours, maybe 12 hours like that. So it should be that is very flexible. In this Ayurvedic science, let's first say you can't ask a fasting to a pregnant woman. You can't ask fasting to like the older peoples. You can't ask fasting to a children's. Obviously, they will require the food. But what we can do, we can see, okay, he's a child, he's a thin, is an old person and maybe a pregnant woman, we can have prepare a diet chart like that, which should be laghu. That means should be light in the property, or which can digest properly, easily. That is the concept.
Yeah, but that's also important to mention because people read something and they think, ah, it's for everybody. Yeah, I can do it. Everyone can do it. No, it's not true. Like you really have to have the individual approach. And I'm not tired of saying it again and again and again because that's how it is. As you said, to really inform people about that and say, okay, listen, of course, this is only we talk about it and we have an exchange. But if people want to know more, like, look for Dr. Shantanu, make an appointment and get your constitution, your prakriti, your diet. You are the expert to really talk to people and say, no, this is how it is, the individual approach. And that's why I really love it. And I have the feeling people are still, even now, you are working as so many years, even your family works for so many years in that niche and industry. It's like,
Ich habe das hinzugefügt.
oops. In this industry and niche that people are still having no clue how what is Ayurveda really, how to practice it, how to implement it in a daily routine, to live it, to nurture with it and take my or your supplements or whatever you prescribe them. Like even in your surrounding, or is it normal for people, or you will still meet a lot of people who have no idea what Ayurveda is and the that every person ha has his own universe within them.
Yes, definitely. That means the Ayurvedic concept is all about individual specific. Whether like medicines, to diet plans, or the other factor as well, we are individually specific. As I already stated, each individual is having as the universe for us. To understand the individual and then to give the treatment, that is the important factor. And the ultimate aim of Ayurveda is pran raksha. That means protection of the life. So whatever the management, whatever regimen we are following is for the protection of life. I'm not asking individuals to have fasting all the times, because that is not the concept.
No, and also not doing
Concept.
it alone. I tried to do it alone and it ended up being in the hospital because I didn't have the approach of the doctor. So even that to mention and say, yeah, people think, oh yeah, that feels right. I can just do it. But I always said, yeah, of course you can do it if you feel it, but it's always better to have an expert looking on top of it and to have your sparring partner and say, oh, okay, this is good for you. Don't do it in this way. And call me if you have any trouble or see the doctor if things are not working out as planned. And that's what causes even more problems for you then
Problem.
when people think, oh yeah, I tried the Ayurveda and then it went horribly lo wrong. And then they come to you into consultation and you're like, why didn't you start from the beginning with an expert?
The main, like I have met so many individuals, those who were obese, and what they were doing, they were going for fasting, maybe for a couple of days, they had some health issues. In Ayurveda, that has not been mentioned. It has not been mentioned. That means somebody who's obese will have to go for fasting only. If you will see in the concept, that means in the Pramey Nidan, that means there is a Charak Samhita, there's a chapter called as Pramey Nidan. In that chapter, for the obesity, it has been mentioned already. You have to go for the Guru Upatarpan. That means in that particular individual, obese individual, what we are following. We are following the heavy diets. That takes the diet that is heavy in the nature, and that takes more time to digest the food.
Yes.
That is the concept. So those individuals who are going for long time of fasting, I don't understand. It has not been mentioned in the Ayurvedic classical books. Never. It has never been mentioned about it. So you have to study, and if you are going for fasting, you should have better knowledge about it, or you should discuss with your doctor about your health conditions.
Yeah, as you said, and that's the mo I think that's the most important thing to really talk about it and to say, yeah, it's okay to ask someone for help. I mean, be I just had the topic yesterday with my sister because yeah, we are both raised. Yeah, you have to be how you say self-developed, and you have to do it you on your own and manage everything on your own. But we are not meant to be like that. I mean, if you l look at the ancient stories and the ancient cultures, everyone was, we need the support. And even today, I mean, yeah, technology makes it happen that we can sit in two different countries, but it's the togetherness and to really reflect it from thousands of sides and for every individual, because then people can also rely on it even more. And that's what I always had the feeling that people forget it just because it comes from India. Where was it? Himalaya? India, the background of Ayurveda, its origin.
It has Himalaya is a mountain range, and it was believed that the Acharyas, for their they used to be there in the search of herbs, in the search of knowledge, because that is isolated place. So that means you will get a space, you will get the peace to study and to think, to introspect yourself. So that was the so it is very auspicious place and religious as well. So yes,
Yeah, because
and
sorry.
so in our culture it has mentioned the Vasudev Kutumbakam, that state that the whole universe is our family. So that the theory that unites us, so that means you are from Germany, but as per our theory that means everyone is a part of is a family. That means the whole universe is a family for us.
Yeah, but even to nowadays, people don't understand it. They think, oh, yeah, if I eat Ayurvedic, that sounds so strange. The name, I have no idea what it really means. And then I have to only eat, some people rely it to Indian food. And it's like, no, it's not. It's like if you would break it down, name me wrong if I can summarize it again. It's like where you come from, like the individual part, where do you live? What is your surrounding, your culture, and what grows in your country and in your surrounding? Just, I don't know if that you can have a cycle of probably 100 kilometers. That's what you focus on eating food. Of course, you can import other herbs and nutritions from India, which support even better. And I actually have the feeling that when I'm in India, the prescriptions I get from the doctors there are way better than here. Yeah, but the problem is the prescriptions here are not allowed because of the law. So either I take them from India to here by myself, but it's nearly impossible to import them directly.
So, in that contrast, Ayurveda in the Acharya, as I already been mentioned, let's first say this Ayurveda science is very versatile. It's very, very versatile. This allows you to practice anywhere in the universe.
Yes.
You can either you can go in maybe in desert area. There also you can practice. They are be having so many herbs. Let's first say for the digestion of ama. Let's first say we have a certain drugs in India. If I am there in Germany, I'm not having that those Indian herbs, then also by assist that means by looking the let me all the herbs which is available in the Germany, okay, I can see I can sense the nature, okay, these can be used for the ama digestion. That means there is a concept of yukti. That means Ayurveda Acharya stated that the Vedi should use the yukti. That means his own ideas. He should work on his own ideas. How
Yes.
I can practice, how I can do this, how can I have practice with the limitation of resources.
Yeah. And that's important, honestly speaking, because as you mentioned before, it's for everyone. We are all one, we are all connected, and it's holistically. And that's why it is for there's no individual which cannot combine or use Ayurveda or practice Ayurveda or the lifestyle of it. And that's what I love about it because it's like, it's for everyone. Of course, you have to find the doctor and do the consultation and then make your own journey and start the journey from there.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We all are same. Either like we have a geographical differences, but we all are human, and that unite us. And this Ayurvedic science is based on herbal combination. It is nature based. That makes it, in today's era, that makes it acceptable everywhere because of this nature. That means anyone can take. There is no restriction in into it. So
Is there anything we forgot about the ritual about the seasonal eating? Anything we forgot to mention?
what we can do, because we have not mentioned as per the doshas, that means aggregation of doshas and how it affects maybe diet plan, how we can have. So we can have like that. We have not touched that topic as per the doshas.
Yeah, but that's what you said is so individual. So you either have a human case where you really go into that, or is it like you, as the more we talk, the more I figure out it's I wouldn't say nonsense to talk about to partialize it for everyone, because as you said, it's for me totally different than for you. And if there's 1,000 people listening, it's for 1,000 people different, because they have 1,000 different types of their
Nature.
doshas, and their balance is probably the one is more balanced, the other one is more imbalanced, the other one has diseases, has a background, no matter where they come from. Or can you basically
We were just talking about in generalized way.
exactly.
We were just talking about generalized way. Let's first say somebody who wants to prepare, like wants to have a diet chart. Obviously, we can't discuss here for individual specific. You will have the consultation, then we can prepare. Okay, we will assess. Okay, what type of individual, from which place, and the season as well. We are just talking about in generalized way. Let's first say the audiences who are looking this video, we will have an idea. Okay, this
Exactly.
season. Okay, we have. Let's first say we were talking about the seasonal variation. So in the seasonal variation, what we have to take? We have to take the light foods,
Yes.
and we have to take the food only when we are hungry.
Yes.
And suppose we have to take the water whenever, once we feel okay, we are thirsty. It's not just like we can have excessive amount. Similarly, in the winter season, as I already mentioned, your digestive strength is maximum, your body strength is maximum. You can have the diet, you can have whatever you want to have in those particular interval of time. And somebody who's willing to do fasting in the winter, that won't make a sense. That is completely opposite. That's gonna cause you depletion of the tissues or the dhatus and gonna aggravation of vata. Similarly, in the rainy season, it has never been indicated to take the leafy part, because that's gonna aggravate more vata in the body. The day sleep has totally contraindicated. Similarly, in the spring season, there is accumulation of kapha. The kapha is more, and those particular season, the intensity of sun rays is a bit high. So liquefaction of kapha is there. So again, there are going to be digestive strength issues going to be there. So again, in that period of time, again, we have to take the light foods. So this is the main thing, that as per the season, what we have to take, what we have to quit. And especially one more thing, we should focus more on the seasonal fruits or seasonal vegetables. That means in today's day, somebody is importing some food materials from different nations and having that, definitely going to cause you health issues, because the land in which you are staying is having a significant role over your body.
And what grows into the season in that country or place where we live in?
Let's first say, I'm giving example. Let's first say in summer seasons or maybe in rainy seasons, we are having mangoes in India. And the mangoes is having a property to balance the doshas in that particular month. And in those months, you are having, maybe let's first say you are having different food, which are not used to be there in that particular season. That gonna gives you health issues as well. So we should focus on the seasonal fruits and vegetables and the diets, whatever has been mentioned. That's the main thing.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for that today's discussion. Very intense. I like that. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Shantanu. I'm excited for our next topic.
Thank you so much as well, and wish you again happy Dashera to you and as well as to your audience.
Same for you, same for your family, same for the audiences out there who celebrate it. And yeah, see you next time.
Thank you.